Call for Action presents Of Consuming Interest, a public service show that discusses scams, deceptive offers, and other consumer concerns. Here's the director of WUSA 9 Call for Action and your host, Shirley Rooker.
When you travel, would you like to earn money and save money at the same time? Well, are you intrigued? Well, we're going to give you some answers. My guest today is Jill Gonzalez. She is an analyst for CardHub, and they've recently completed a study on how you can travel more efficiently, effectively, and what cards are the best deals when you travel. So let's get right to it. Jill, welcome to Of Consuming Interest.
Thanks for having me back, Shirley.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. I love this information because I love the idea of saving money, earning points, doing all kinds of good things when I'm out there having fun. So let's get right at it. Tell me what prompted this study. Were you hearing from consumers that they had questions about travel, or is it because this is a travel season?
A little bit of both. And, of course, we know that the airfare is finally starting to reflect these reduced jet fuel costs. So that means you're probably going to get some better bargains on any flights that you are getting. Unfortunately, everyone else is going to be doing the same thing. So I think it's going to be even more of a busy travel season than we've seen in the past.
Okay. So now, first off, you all looked at, and we're going to give consumers tips on, our listeners tips on how to save money when they're traveling. But it was really interesting. You came out of this study with, there were three particular cards that you felt offered a really good deal for consumers when they're traveling. Now, one of them was the Citi Thank You Premier card. Tell us about that and tell us why it's an advantage to consumers to use it.
Sure. So this is one of the cards that gives you the best initial bonus right off the bat. So if you know that you're going to be doing quite a bit of spending during the first 3 months, around $3,000 or so, then you will actually see some of that money back right away. So once you do spend that amount in the first 3 months that you have it open, that actually gets you 50,000 bonus points. That's the same thing as a $625 statement credit that would apply to any travel-related charges here.
So that would be something that I would get to spend in the future, or would it be something that could be deducted from my bill as I'm traveling and it's being spent?
Either one. You could use it more as that kind of statement credit that you apply right to your statement, or you can use it for the future.
And there's no annual fee for the first year, but consumers do have to ante up $95 after that.
Yeah, but even that fee, we say, you know, we usually say to avoid them, but if it's lucrative, then by all means, it's probably worth it, because with this card as well, you get 3 points per dollar spent on travel on an ongoing basis, 2 per dollar on dining and entertainment, and then 1 point on everything else. So it is still a pretty good deal.
So I would be saving money as I'm spending it. I love that, Jill. You can't do a better job than that as far as I'm concerned. Okay, so Citi, is that the top one that you saw? It has the most bonus points, or?
Yeah, that was the top for the best initial bonus.
Okay. And now how does it check out, let's say, when you get into year two? Are you still getting all these premiums that you just described as you spend continuing on as long as you have the card?
Correct. You're still getting those point premiums. You're not going to be getting that $625 statement credit every year. Mm-hmm. But again, if that's something that you know you're going to be using right when you get the card, why not?
Exactly. Now, what about the Barclay Arrival Plus is another one that you, one of your top picks. Tell us about it.
Yeah, this is really better for just an all-around travel card, probably the best rewards credit card on the market now. So it's going to offer you a $40,000 mile rewards bonus, a.k.a. $400 in travel expenses, again, if you are spending that $3,000 during the first 3 months. Plus, you get the miles equivalent of 2% cash back on all other purchases, 5% rebate on miles redeemed for travel. And the good thing about this, and one of the reasons it's one of these great all-around cards, no foreign transaction fees. So if you're definitely more of an overseas traveler, that's something that you definitely want to factor in while you're shopping around for credit cards.
So if you're using this card, the Barclay Arrival Plus card, while you're abroad, there are not going to be any fees for you're charging something in one currency and then paying it in another?
Correct.
Okay. I like that, because that can be a big expense if you're not careful and know what you're doing. What about the IHG credit card?
This is great for people who are particular about their hotels. So IHG is a hotel group that owns Holiday Inn, Intercontinental, Crowne Plaza. That whole group of hotels, if those are the ones that you prefer, if you frequent them, then this is something that you're definitely going to look into. You get 60,000 bonus points for spending just $1,000 during the first 3 months you have this card.
But this would be spending it at the hotel.
Any $1,000 that you put on the card.
Okay. Oh, any $1,000?
Yes.
So it doesn't have to be at their hotels?
Correct.
Okay.
What it does have to be at one of their hotels is what that's redeemable for. So that's $60,000 that you get is actually redeemable for up to 12 free nights, depending on what hotel you book at. And you're going to get that through the Point Breaks program, which is obviously the IHG program.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So and it only has a $49 fee after the first year.
Correct. So again, if you're someone who's frequenting these hotels, obviously that's going to be lucrative for you. Plus, there are some other perks. You get one additional free night every year on your account anniversary, plus 5 points per dollar spent at any hotel chains, 2 points per dollar spent at gas stations, groceries, restaurants, and a point for everything else. So it does have this ongoing reward system, too.
Okay. So these are three great travel cards. I'm sure there are others out there. Do you list some others on your website? And tell us what the website is.
We do. It's cardhub.com. Search for the best travel credit cards, and you'll find a complete list, especially if you're more wanting some airline rewards. We have some cards up there for that, and road trip rewards. If you're planning on staying in the States and staying on the roads, we have cards for that as well.
Oh, that's fat. I'm going to look that out because I love road trips. I love to drive. I'm one of these people. Put me behind the wheel of a car, and I'm a happy person. So there's a card even for me if I'm not traveling internationally, which I also like to do. But sometimes road trips are lots of fun. Okay, so you've got this. You're going to find the information at cardhub.com. And again, the top three cards is the Citi Thank You Premier, the Barclay Card Arrival Plus, and the IHG credit card. And then you all have a bunch of them on your website.
That's right. Yeah, again, road trip rewards, airline rewards, even something if you have some debt before going on your trip, we have something for that as well.
Well, so if you go to cardhub.com, just search for best travel credit cards. And I love it, Jill. That's a great study. And, you know, it's always nice to feel like you're getting a little bit more out of what you're doing, especially when you're spending all this money on travel. You come home and you look at all those bills, and it would be nice to see a plus somewhere coming along out of all of that. Well, let's just take a brief pause here to let our listeners know they're tuned in to Off Consuming Interest. I'm Shirley Rooker. My guest is Jill Gonzalez. She's an analyst for CardHub. And we're talking about a recent study on the best travel credit cards. But we're also going to give you some travel tips, and we're also going to talk about – oh, Jill, before we get back into some the travel stuff, I was reading something recently, Consumer World, which is written by Edgar Dvorsky, a consumer advocate, and I have to confess, a friend of mine, did a study on some of the perks that are going to be lost on credit cards. And when you talk about travel, he was talking about, in Consumer World, he was talking about MasterCard doing a hard look at the perks it was offering its customers and making some changes. Are you familiar with some of those changes?
I know that pretty much for every one of these cards, especially with the new liability shifts, their deadline just passed this past October 1st. I know that plus probably the rise in interest rates is definitely leading to a shift here.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be different for everyone, but we're going to see a lot of the same. So in the most recent years, we've been seeing a lot of these cards really having benefits to transferring your debt, you know, having these 0% transfer periods for up to 18 months. And they've been shortening your 0% new purchase APR rates. So kind of locking in these consumers who have debt as opposed to really incurring new debt for new customers. So I think they're going to be continuing that.
Okay. Well, I know that the Bank of America MasterCard, the Better Balance Rewards card, is going to be taking away the benefits for delayed or lost luggage, for example. But and some of the Master, this was a study I think was initiated by MasterCard, looking at the what was really used and what they felt was beneficial to their customers. They added some things such as extended warranty benefits and things like that. So I guess the message that we have here for consumers is you really need, when you do get that letter with all the fine print from your credit card company, you better read it. Just to see what's changing, it may have been added or what may have been taken away. So those things are quite fluid sometimes, and we really do need to keep up on it. Can we get them to put it in real plain English, Jill?
Yeah, that's what we try to do for you.
That's right. You do it. You do it for us so we don't have to worry about it. Okay, let's talk about some of the things that you're confronted with when you are traveling. And I know that, you know, as much as we all love to travel, a lot of us don't have a lot of money in the budget for it. But there are some things that you can do in addition to using the right credit card and making sure you use it in the right circumstances. Where to travel and when to travel. Now, in your study and on your website, you talk about some of the best places to travel and when. I mean, I guess I hadn't thought about that, but maybe not during the heavy tourist season, off season, that sort of thing. What are some of the things you learned?
Yeah, we recommend really thinking outside the box here. So the most obvious vacation destinations and types of accommodations are naturally going to be the most popular, hardest to book on a budget, as you were saying. So because of that, you probably want to consider taking either a midweek flight, going to a smaller town maybe nearby to that big city that you want to visit, renting a house rather than booking rooms in an expensive hotel, especially if you're traveling with a big group and the sharing economy has really changed that. Things like Airbnb have become so much more affordable now. And then, of course, leveraging free resources, public transportation, destinations known for their natural, also known as free beauty. You know, so doing some of those things. And, of course, traveling during shoulder season.
Now, what's that?
Yeah, shoulder season, it's not off season and it's not peak season. It's really right between. So this happens right before Memorial Day, right after Labor Day. And then when we're talking about the winter holidays, actually it's coming up more toward the end of October instead of the end of November toward, you know, right after New Year's. So that's really the best time to do it. Again, it's called shoulder season. That's where you will find the best rates, both flying, at hotels, and at resorts.
And I would assume least crowded airplanes, hopefully.
Hopefully, yeah. Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Okay. All right, let's talk about the dollar and its strength abroad. And some countries it's better than in others, and that if you can save money if you figure out where you're going and what the currency exchange rate is, right?
Yeah. So right now you really do want to take advantage of the dollar strength. We're not sure how long it's going to last, right? So might as well use it while you can. It's still weaker than the euro and the British pound, but it does have a considerable advantage over the Swiss franc, the Australian dollar, the Japanese yen. So if any of those are on your places to visit, why not go now? You know, you're going to be saving money just being there.
Right, because you'll get more value for your dollar. Well, that's really important. Now, do you have information to that effect on your website on cardhub.com?
Yes.
Okay, so it's a great source for consumers who are thinking about traveling or planning a trip. And, you know, I like what you said about the shoulder seasons, because sometimes those are the least crowded and, to me, the most pleasant if you can do it, if you don't have children in school or whatever your circumstances are. I think that's the great thing. Now, what about the currency conversion? Because when we leave the States, do we want to have a pocket full of francs or euros, or not francs, they don't do those anymore, euros? They still do the pound, however. Do you want to get a pocket full of those currencies if that's where you're going before you go, while you're there? Should you try to use credit cards the whole time? What's the best way to be frugal?
The best and honestly the cheapest way is just to use your credit card for currency conversion.
Okay.
So right now, Visa and MasterCard both offer exchange rates that are about 4% lower than those offered by the average major bank if you're exchanging, and 7% lower than those Travelex charges.
Ooh,
so, you know, everyone sees them in the airport. They might hit them up before they fly. Don't do it. Wait till you get there. Use your credit card.
That's a great idea. So just use your credit card for all of this stuff. You can go to an ATM if it's a credit debit and get in cash that way. Would that be within the parameters of what you're saying?
Yeah, absolutely. But I mean, really,
you don't need a lot of cash.
Yeah, use plastic whenever possible. One thing, they provide a lot of value through those initial rewards bonuses, through the 0% financing, but they also offer $0 fraud liability guarantees. Obviously, cash does not offer that. Lowest currency conversion rates, which we just mentioned, complimentary rental car insurance coverage, travel insurance coverage, like you were just saying. Mm-hmm. So it's really such a good idea to be using this plastic. Obviously, don't spend more than what you have,
right,
but it just offers you so much more.
So it gives you flexibility, gives you security. I like all of that, which to me is the important things. I think particularly the issue of fraud. And of course, if the card is stolen, usually, well, the cards that we have in the United States now are chip cards, but cards that are issued in foreign countries, in European Union, for example, I believe they're all chip and PIN cards. Anyway, we're going to talk about that when we come back. But again, the website for all this wonderful information is cardhub.com, and you can find all kinds of information on the cards. And the study, what is the name of the study, Jill? Best Travel Cards?
Correct.
Best Travel Credit Cards.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Good. Let's just take a pause. Let our listeners know they're tuned into Of Consuming Interest. I'm Shirley Rooker. My guest is Jill Gonzalez. She's an analyst for Card Hub. And we're talking about the best thing of all, how to save some money when you travel. Okay. Let's go back and talk about what's happening in the card industry in the United States versus what's going on in Europe, for example, with chip cards, because we're now seeing chip cards. I have a chip card. Tell us what's going on.
Yes. So we saw this liability shift go into effect on October 1st of this year. What that means is that probably you should have already gotten in the mail a new chip-based version of your magnetic stripe card. Now, it's definitely important to keep in mind that in America, these all still have the magnetic stripes, so we haven't 100% made the switch, as a lot of countries in Europe have. But you now you kind of get the best of both worlds. So not only will your card completely work in America, but it will work abroad as well, and probably even be a little bit more secure abroad.
Okay, so an ATM in Europe, for example, would accept my chip card, even though they predominantly use PIN technology as well?
Yes.
Okay. Do I need to tell my credit card company I'm going?
Yes, of course. That was going to be what I mentioned next. Always tell your company that you are heading away, or else you might be locked out for a certain amount of time, which none of us would ever want. So always give them a little bit of heads up that you'll be either, even if it's a different state, you'd be surprised. They really don't want to take any risks these days because they end up paying for it.
That's right. Yes. Yeah. And it's up to us to make sure that our cards are, that they're notified and that we use our card responsibly and don't spend more than you've got. That's a terrible situation. All right. Okay. So what are some of the other things that we need to look at when we're traveling, Jill?
So the only other advice I would say is definitely, as we touched on earlier, avoid those foreign transaction fees. About 90% of credit cards actually charge you a premium to process transaction outside of the U.S. That's the bulk of these cards. So you don't even have to be physically abroad. I mean, this can be on a foreign-based website as well. So look for these cards, especially if you're going overseas a lot, that do not have a foreign transaction fee.
So now, tell me what that means when we say foreign transaction. That's if I buy something in another country, even if I buy it online?
Yes, even if you buy it online, it ranges from about 2 to 4%. So an extra, think of it as like another tax, you know, a 2 to 4% charge mm-hmm. on top of that, just for that processing fee, since it is in a broad institution.
Okay, so and this is levied by the credit card company?
Correct.
Some of them. So now the challenge is find the ones that are not going to give me a charge. Okay. So, and that's particularly important if you're going to make a lot of purchases while you're abroad.
Exactly.
How many credit cards do you recommend that a person take with them when they're traveling abroad? Two? Is that the most? Because I don't travel with a lot of credit cards. Some of us only have maybe one card. But should you really have two cards, two different issuers to take with you? Is that a good idea?
I would say so. I wouldn't recommend that you have both of them on your person at all times.
No.
But I think, you know, having one on your person, one maybe left in your hotel room, or if you're traveling with a group, you know, having more than one card is definitely what I would say would be advisable. So, again, you want a backup. You want something that's going to definitely be earning you some points, some rewards. And, again, providing you that liability or insurance.
Yeah, and I think the important thing here is that you've got to do a lot of research before you start traveling. Well, I love going on the computer and doing research. So for me, it's not a chore. But for some people, they don't really seem to take to it too well. But they should, shouldn't they? Will travel agents tell you about these things? Is this something you should if you're using a travel agent?
I doubt that they will tell you the benefits of this card over that card.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny, you know, people are comparison shopping. I mean, we have Expedia and HipMunk and all of these things to compare the prices of different air carriers, hotel chains, vacation packages, rental card. Why not do the same thing with the credit card that you're using to pay for all of it?
Just go online and find out what they're offering. But you know, do you find seriously that sometimes the credit cards kind of go out of their way to not make it so obvious what the perks are that they're offering you?
Absolutely. I mean, we touched on this earlier, but I would say the bulk of consumers have no idea that they're covered with their rental card just by using a credit card.
Mm-hmm.
The same goes for travel insurance. And even when we're not discussing traveling, like you were saying, extended warranties, things like that, that's something that credit cards, all of the major ones offer, all of the four major networks offer, but you never hear about it.
So it's really, the consumer has to really do some research, and it's at your fingertips if you want to do it.
So, yeah, it's easier now than ever. I think back, you know.
Yeah, we got you, Jill. You're going to do it all for us.
It's all at my fingertips.
We go to Card Hub to find out what all the answers are. Okay, we've only got a couple of more minutes. You got any last-minute thoughts you want to offer to our listeners?
No, as you were saying, you know, I think even 10 years back, it might have been a lot more difficult to navigate through all of the fine print and see what your credit card actually offers you. But now, even when you are traveling, you can do it on your phone for free at any time, and you'll totally know what you're covered for, what fees you're being charged, or hopefully what fees you're not being charged. So again, comparison shop for your travel, for your credit card, and really try to maximize the rewards here.
Yeah, I think that is the important thing, because you can save some money at the same time you're spending it. I love that idea. You know, that appeals to me. But the best thing to do is really do lots of research. And again, the website is cardhub.com and search for best travel credit cards. I love the fact that you put this together. I mean, this must have been a rather extensive study. And how many credit cards, Jill, can you say off the top of your head that did you all look at?
We looked at a little over 1,000.
Wow. 1,000. Oh, my Lord. It's a good thing somebody's sorting through that. So you really picked out the best perks for consumers. And this, again, let's emphasize, this was for consumers who are traveling, but you also have benefits that carry over whether you're traveling or not, right?
Exactly. If you're spending money on gas, groceries, dining, or entertainment, most of these cards do have reward systems for that.
Yep. And check them out. Well, Jill, thank you so much. We really appreciate having you here today. You all have been tuned into Of Consuming Interest, and my guest, Jill Gonzalez, who is an analyst for Card Hub. That's cardhub.com. And if you want to get information on the best credit card deals, go to cardhub.com and search for best travel credit cards. Again, Jill, thank you so much for providing useful information, and we can have fun traveling and save a little bit of money at the same time. You have been listening to Of Consuming Interest right here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. I'm Shirley Rooker. My email is shirley@callforaction.org. Thank you for joining us.
of Consuming Interest is a public service program presented by WUSA 9 Call for Action, hosted by Shirley Rooker. Call for Action is an international nonprofit network of hotlines which offer free and confidential assistance. If you have a complaint, contact Call for Action at 301-652-HELP. That's 301-652-HELP.